Authorities make 4 arrests in the case of a missing pastor's wife. We've lost a general in the faith, and megachurch scandal erupts at a men's event. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your midweek rundown stories. Our first story for today is missing pastor's wife and friend are confirmed dead. Police make 4 arrests. Authorities have confirmed the tragic deaths of a pastor's wife, Jillian Cayley, and her friend Veronica Butler, who went missing in Oklahoma 2 weeks ago. Their bodies were reportedly recovered in rural Texas amid an investigation into their disappearance. There's just more details in this about the people that were involved and arrested. And definitely go to charismanews.com and click the link in the description below for that full story. Now, we've lost a true general in the Lord. Evangelist Jerry Seville dies at age 77. The renowned charismatic evangelist, pastor, and author Dr. Jerry Seville died Monday, April 15th at age 77. They posted on his the ministry Facebook page about his passing on April 15th. And he was the author of more than 75 books, including bestsellers, If Satan Can't Steal Your Joy, He Can't Keep Your Goods, and Called to Battle, Destined to Win. Through the years, he's ministered in more than 3,500 churches and over 40 different nations. Look at this article for information about his life, his legacy, and what other people have to say about him as well. And our top story right now is the megachurch scandal erupting at an iconic gathering. Now, James River Church is definitely at the center of this controversy. And at their Stronger Men's Conference, they had a opening act of a swordsman performance by Alex Magala, who was a America's Got Talent, deadly style performer. He stirred up quite the controversy after he removed his shirt and ascended a pole for his performance with a sword that he had swallowed, and then performed some very interesting acrobatics and a death-defying stunt at the end. Now, the next day, when it was time for Mark Driscoll to take the platform for his message, he opened up his message by saying that the Jezebel spirit opened up our event. There was a platform. It was a high place. And on it was a pole, an Asherah pole, the same thing that is used in a strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. Now, this led the controversy to really escalate here when the James River Church's pastor, John Lindell, asked Mark to come off the stage, first by saying, "Mark, you're out of line." And then Driscoll continued to speak for just a moment. But then when Lindell told him that he was done, Driscoll excused himself and went off the stage. Now, Lindell then came and explained to everybody that Mark was out of line because he was not following the Matthew 18 rule, where he should have been following, where he should have had a private conversation with him first before bringing this to the public. So, in the Facebook streams of James River Church, it says that thousands of men came to the event and 576 decided to make Christ their Lord and Savior after the event. But what do you think about this? Is that an okay thing for people to do, to have this type of a performance? To some, invoke the demonic or the Jezebel spirit, but still we have people come to the Lord. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and who was right? Was it Mark Driscoll, or was it John Lindell, or was it a bit of both, or were they both wrong? Let us know in the comments below, and for more information, go to charismanews.com for these stories and many others. I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma.